Again, I apologize. I don't have the reference with me. And again, I may have to put out a third recording to get the Quranic passage that states this. But it says that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, chose the family of Abraham, peace be upon him, and the family of Imran, peace be upon him. Why wouldn't Allah also chose the family of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family? Okay, I know something about early Christianity. Now, everybody agrees, all Muslims would agree, I believe, that the problem with Christianity is Paul, who we believe was a false apostle, a false teacher. Okay, and the Shias even have a tradition that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, stated as much, that Paul was a false prophet. Okay, now I know about early Christian tradition, and I also know that Paul had arguments with the apostles and with the leader in Jerusalem. He's called the brother of Jesus, peace be upon him, but he's actually probably the cousin of Jesus. His name is Yaqub, or James, we call him, peace be upon him. And he was the leader of the Jerusalem community after Jesus, peace be upon him, was off the scene. We know this from the Bible, and we know this from secular records. We also know that they were called the Judaizers by Paul, because Paul wanted to take out all the things out of Judaism. He wanted to get rid of circumcision. He wanted to get rid of the food laws. That was his version of Christianity. Well, Jesus was circumcised. Jesus kept the food laws. And these Palestinian Jewish Christians that followed James and later his brothers, these leaders were called the Judaizers. And we know that there were different sects of Jewish Christians who rejected Paul as a false apostle. Some of their names were Ebionites, Nazarenes. Those are two of the groups. There's other groups, okay? And we know that they were treated badly by everybody, because they were a small group, and they didn't fit in with the Christians of Paul. They didn't fit in with the Roman Empire. When Christianity became the state religion of the Roman Empire, those who lived in the Roman Empire were persecuted to extinction. However, by that time, some were also living in Western Arabia. And what I believe is that the few of them that were left, their original descendants, became Muslims at the beginning of Islam. Okay, but who were the rulers of these? The family of Jesus, his cousins. If you read books about the Ebionites, and again, I may need to do another tape, another video giving some books to read. And so, if we have the family of Abraham and the family of Imran, okay, we know that according to the Bible, anybody who reads the Bible sees that Abraham's family and Imran's family are related. We have the 12 tribes of ancient Israel, and we have the family of Imran. Now, what about the family of Ishmael, peace be upon him? The Bible says there were 12 princes there too. Okay. Now, if we go down to the time of our prophet, peace be upon him and his family, 12 imams. Okay, so you've got 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles, 12 princes of Ishmael, and 12 imams of Muhammad. Peace be upon them all. To me, it's very clear. To me, I can see what Allah is doing through the Quran even better than I could through the Bible. Okay, and we do know that the Bible's been corrupted. Perhaps the Old Testament might be in a little bit better shape than the New Testament. Okay. So if this is the case, and if I can see this clearly, and I haven't been conditioned from birth to look one way or the other, then it makes sense to me that I should follow the prophet, peace be upon him, his family, as well as the Quran.